Hey guys, welcome back to the Prosta English Podcast. If you are new here, my name is Nika and I'm your English teacher. Basically here, we discuss various life-related topics in English using simple vocabulary. Just in case if you've never listened to podcasts in English, or maybe you tried but didn't understand well what speakers were saying and as the result felt disappointed and sad, please listen to this episode till the end and I promise that it's gonna be clear, easy and fun. And in case if you'd like to have a regular listening practice in English, make sure to follow this podcast and listen to other episodes later. Go ahead, press the subscribe button, and let's get started. In this episode, we are going to discuss the differences between generations. We will talk about differences in behavior, habits, ways of thinking, and lifestyle. But at first, let's define what types of generations exist. The first generation type is baby boomers. Those people were born between 1946 and 1964. In my case, these are my grandparents. The next generation is called Generation X. These are people who were born between 1965 and 1980. Basically, my parents are representatives of Generation X. The following generation is called Millennials. Actually, me, my friends, my cousin, my husband, we are all millennials. So these people were born between 1981 and 1996. After millennials, we have Generation Z, 1995 and 2012. In my case, this includes my brother and all his friends. So now I'll compare, of course, based on my own experience, how these generations behave in different aspects of life. And the first aspect that we are going to discuss will be cooking. For example, talking about holidays, baby boomers, the generation of my grandmas, are crazy about cooking a lot of food. I remember that in my childhood, my grandmas could prepare around 20, 25 different dishes, but the problem was that we were never able to eat even half of it. And then all week long, we had to eat the same food, the same salads, the same meat, the same potatoes, because it would be impossible to throw it away. And looking back, I really don't understand why they did that. Why did they have to struggle so many hours and cook so much food if we never finished it? Talking about millennials, my generation, on holidays we cook as much food as we can possibly eat. Okay, maybe something is going to be left for the next day, but that's it, we are not crazy about having millions of dishes. So the first difference that I've identified between baby boomers and millennials is that millennials are more conscious about how much food they need, and maybe they prefer saving time for something more interesting and more important to them rather than staying in the kitchen all day long. The second point of difference is psychology. I remember that in the ninth grade, I somehow decided that I would like to be a psychologist. And I came and shared this information with my parents and they told me, "Oh my God, you're going to work with mad and crazy people, basically with psychos. It's not a decent job." And to be honest, I understand why they said so, because in their time, only psychos could go to psychologists, and it was not common to talk about your real emotions. It was more common for people to hide their true feelings, even from themselves. But nowadays, every third person, I believe, goes to a psychologist on a regular basis, or at least from time to time. And as far as I see, millennials are more conscious. We prefer to speak about our emotions. We try to understand what made us feel this way. And due to that, I think we know ourselves better comparing to our parents, and we follow our hearts, our desires, our inner calling, while our parents mostly listen to their parents and also try to meet society's expectations. The third aspect is traveling. Definitely, millennials travel much, much more than baby boomers or Generation Z. It seems to me that young people have no limits and we can go to any continent and any part of the world. Because now we have access to information and different technologies that can help us plan our trips. For example, we can book airplane tickets, hotels, trains, and entertainment just in one click. And we can compare prices, compare quality, and choose the best for us. But I remember that even some years ago, if my parents wanted to travel, they always had to use the service of travel agencies that organized everything for them, and they couldn't check the reviews of the hotels. They could just rely on the words of a travel agent. In addition to that, my parents, for example, didn't speak any foreign languages, and it also made traveling more complicated for them. I believe that because of the language barrier, they were afraid to travel to some unknown places. So in most cases, for many years, they selected Egypt and Turkey as their summer destinations. The fourth aspect is work. Our grandparents or baby boomers could work for the same factory or the same governmental organization for their entire lives. They knew all their colleagues, their families, spouses, kids, and so on. But nowadays, people change their jobs, I think, every second or fourth year. And as far as I see, young people are accustomed to changes. They are used to changes. And if we don't change anything, if we don't challenge ourselves, we feel that we do not grow and do not develop anymore. And it becomes boring for us, and we feel less motivated to continue working. In addition to that, some people can change not only their jobs, but also industries. Maybe the industry doesn't bring in as much money as they want, or they know that in some years they will be anyway replaced by robots. Or maybe because they feel that it's not their calling and they don't really enjoy what they do. Yeah, it's crucial for millennials not only to earn money or just go to work because everyone does that, but it's important to be at least satisfied with what you do. I believe that our grandparents didn't even ask themselves this question because they had a limited number of places they could work for, usually limited by the city or the country they were living in, and salaries were more or less the same everywhere. So for them, it was a bit pointless to change something. Nowadays, we can work for any foreign company just from our home, and we can choose the better salary, the better team, the manager we feel comfortable working with, the bonuses we get, the product or the project we really believe in. And just imagine, only 50 or 60 years have passed since our grandparents were young, and how drastically the world has changed. The fifth aspect is family and marriage. It was common for previous generations to get married early. And I remember that in the times when my mom was young, if a woman was 25 and not married, oh my God, that's it. Everyone would say that she would never find a husband and she would die living alone. Nowadays, young people in our countries get married at about 28 or 30. but in countries like Italy, Germany, and Spain, it happens even later at the age of 35 or 40, because first of all, people think about building their life and their career, and they are interested in exploring the world, understanding themselves better, enjoying life, having fun, and only after that they start thinking about having their own family and their kids. You know, I was thinking which way is correct. And I definitely believe that the current one is, because in the past, people didn't even have a chance to understand who they are and what they want when they already had some serious commitments and responsibilities for the rest of their life. And they didn't even have a chance to live for themselves, because at the beginning, they were living for their parents and then studying at university. And after university, straight away getting married and living for their spouses and kids. But an interesting observation is that it was not common for those generations to get divorced. People were living together all their lives. Yeah, on the one hand, it might sound like a great example to follow, but on the other hand, as I've already mentioned, it was not popular to analyze your emotions and feelings, and I believe that many people were simply unhappy in their marriages. But anyway, they could continue living together because they were afraid, for example, of being judged by society. Many women depended on men financially, and there was also a strong stereotype that if you have a child, no one will ever marry you again because no one wants to take care of a random child. Nowadays, everything is also not so ideal. We have this freedom, for example, women don't depend on men, we don't have any social pressure anymore. But at the same time, I see that people get divorced too often. Sometimes it seems to me that people do not even try to save their marriages and their families and choose the easier path to stop living together. But anyway, now we have a choice, and our life is only in our hands, and we choose how to live it to be happy. That's it for today, guys. I don't know about you, but for me, this topic was quite interesting. It was fun to look back and analyze the key differences between me, my generation, and the generation of my grandparents and parents. And if you have any additional points to add that annoy you or make you laugh, please send me a message on Instagram and I'll be glad to read your thoughts. As a conclusion, I'd like to say that sometimes we don't understand our parents. We get annoyed by their pieces of advice and their behavior, but it's important to keep in mind this generation gap and to understand that they had completely different times, different values, and different lifestyles. And no matter what they do, they really do their best from their perspective and their point of view. And maybe sometimes it's easier just to accept our beloved people than try to change them. Thank you so much, guys, for staying with me. Please follow this podcast to be notified about the next episodes. And please share this podcast with all your friends and colleagues and relatives who are currently learning English. Maybe you will finally help them understand that listening to audios in English is not as difficult as they thought, and it can be rather pleasant and enjoyable. Have a wonderful day. Keep in touch, and I'll talk to you in the next episodes. See you. Bye-bye.